This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
A place for information and talk.
Power 98.7. Now we're talking.
Makosi joining us on the line as we speak all things breast cancer this youth month. Makosi, good evening. Thanks for your time.
Good evening to you guys too.
So
who
I'd like
to... 10 p.m. though? Like, who goes to work at 10 p.m.? I stand for you guys. Absolutely stand.
Thank you so much. And who knocks off at midnight?
I tell you.
Thank you so much, Makosi. So I just want to find out, you know, it is, of course, you know, Youth Month. However, we know that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we're just trying to obviously bring the two together this evening. How prevalent is breast cancer in young people in the country?
Well, in sub-Saharan Africa, breast cancer has increased by 247% since 1990.
Sure.
And that is down to the fact that our diet is changing. We are not eating like how our grandmothers used to eat. We have a more sedentary lifestyle. We are on our phones. We are not putting in the work that, you know, our ancestors used to put in. I had breast cancer 7 years ago. And my doctor at Santon Oncology told me that I survived because I was pretty much fit. So, and I also survived because we found it early. We found it at stage one. But once you find it at stage three, stage four, it becomes a little bit of a hustle. Statistics also tell us that in countries showing reduction in breast cancer mortality rate, most breast cancer patients are diagnosed at an early stage when the disease is more likely to be curable. So there is an increase, however, there's not much awareness.
And I wonder then, when we speak about not much awareness, especially with young people, you know, people like yourself, where you get diagnosed and you obviously then share your story. You know, I've had an aunt who passed away from breast cancer. And, you know, you then are aware that there is this disease that is, you know, so volatile, if I can put it that way as well, because in one moment you could be perfectly fine and then the next, you know, you're burying your loved one. And I then wonder, as young people, why are we not taking it, or are we not taking it seriously enough? But what are the things that we need to also keep in mind and educate ourselves about when it comes to breast cancer?
I don't think it's young people not taking it seriously enough. Mm-hmm. We're not having enough of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
As you rightfully said at the beginning of the conversation, October is known to be Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I was diagnosed on the 7th of January, 2017. So I had no time to wait until October to get pamphlets on mammogram. I needed to know what to do in January. That is why, as a golfer, I use golf for breast cancer awareness. And that is why we've come to Johannesburg to do it in June. It's a cold month. We have a field of about 50 people coming out to play. Some are doctors, some are nurses, captains of industry. And we are trying to have this conversation more often than just waiting till October. Because as I rightfully said earlier, I was diagnosed on the 7th of January, 2017. And if I didn't have a previous nursing background, I was a nurse about 25 years ago without selling off my age. I was a nurse 25 years ago. So I knew exactly what was happening to my body. I had all this information, but not a lot of people have this information. That's why 9 out of 10 people that I know who have been diagnosed with breast cancer did not make it, because they didn't have the toolkit that I had. And this is why I decided I'm going to keep having the conversation. They know, sometimes people are afraid to go for mammograms. Sometimes people are afraid to check their bodies. But the best thing you can do for yourself is, if you find irregularities in your body and you are diagnosed early, your chances of survival are much higher. I'm here today, 7 years later, because we found it early.
You know, you talk about the earlier the better, and I mean, we were, I was told at least, that, you know, mammogram, you start going for a mammogram after the age of 40, if I'm not mistaken. Is that still the case if you're saying that there's now an increase in young people who are getting breast cancer?
There's a huge increase in young people getting breast cancer. We know that perimenopause now, your hormones start changing at the age of 25, 30. Why? Because our diet is changing, right? Climate change is affecting our bodies as well. I was diagnosed at 35. So if I had waited to 40 to get the mammogram, we wouldn't be having this conversation today, because I have the most aggressive form of breast cancer, which is like triple negative. It's called triple negative breast cancer. It literally kills you in a flash.
Sure.
So if I hadn't insisted, knowing my body and know with the, as I said earlier, with the toolkit that I had as a former nurse, a former cardiac nurse, knowing what I knew that if something is happening to my body, we need to take this lump out now. We need to treat it now so that we can have this conversation 7 years later. And so basically, that's what we're doing.
And we are glad, you know, that you made it out of that difficult time 7 years ago. But Makosi, I then wonder, if you say that the conversations are not being had, does it then mean that there is still a stigma around breast cancer or cancer in general?
Absolutely. So I'll give you a short history of what happened with me. When I found the lump, I went, as one does, I went to my pastor and I said, you know, this is what's happened. And then he says, oh, we're going to pray about it. And he even tried to insinuate, I kid you not, that cancer was sexually transmitted.
He tried
to insinuate this. So it is a stigma. People don't want to come out and talk about having survived cancer. I know a lot of people who survived cancer, but they will never tell you that they did, because for some reason people think if you know, I'm diagnosed with cancer, there's something that I've done. I don't smoke. I do drink. I have a glass of wine here and there, but we can't say, oh, I was a heavy drinker for me to be diagnosed with such a thing. So it can happen to absolutely anybody, and that's the stigma we're trying to shake off. We're trying to have the conversation before, because usually people come out when they're stage three, stage four, and they kind of feel like I've got no choice but to come out. But there's so many people that are, there's so many survival cases that people are being diagnosed at stage one, and they make it for the rest of their life. I know one lady, Joyce Meyer, who was diagnosed with breast cancer, I think a good 25, 35 years ago, and she's 70-something today. So it shouldn't be a stigma. It should be something that we should encourage people to talk about. If something is happening with, as you mentioned, that you lost your aunt to breast cancer, sometimes when we have a relative, we hide that relative when they're going through chemotherapy, because chemotherapy is not, it's not a pretty course to go through. You lose your hair. Sometimes you lose your fingers. You lose a lot of weight. So what people tend to do is they hide their relatives or they hide themselves. And we're saying we need to stop with that. I mean, Kate Middleton, you know, the future Queen of England, has been fighting cancer for 6 months now. And 2 days ago, she came out and she looks healthier than she did before she started the fight.
The issue, of course, is early detection, right?
Early detection, yes.
And what should we be doing as women when we suspect? How do we even suspect that you might have breast cancer?
This is what's going to shock you. Even men get breast cancer. So you want to self-examine in the shower every morning. I do it every morning now. You want to self-examine in the shower. Just check for irregularities. Do you have any lumps? Are your breasts a little bit more dense? And if you, the minute you suspect that my breasts are not as usual, get some help. Talk to your doctor, get a mammogram, blood test, and, you know, nip it in the bud.
Let's take a call before we find out more about the Sisters Keeper Foundation. Lwandle, sure. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Fine, and you, Lwandle?
I'm good. So recently, my sister has been diagnosed with cancer. It's a very recent diagnosis, and then she will be starting, you know, I think next week.
Lwandle, I need you to, one, move around just a little bit. Your line is cutting a bit, but also just speak into the mouthpiece.
Is the line better now?
That sounds great, yes.
Okay, so yeah, I just want to ask the guest. So my sister has been diagnosed with breast cancer, and she will be starting chemo soon.
Okay.
So I don't know if the person will be able to assist, because I don't think she's a doctor. But with early detection, what are the chances of really her surviving? Because I am very anxious, you know, each and every single night, you know, I'm thinking about this. And then I'm just wondering if maybe the chemo, you know, is going to work in a favor. So as somebody who has went through the experience, I just wanted to get some insight, you know, from the guest.
All right, Lwandle. Sure. I can imagine it's an anxious time. Makosi, do you have a question for Lwandle?
So it's really not a question. It's once you start chemotherapy, it's really now a mental game, not necessarily a body game. Sometimes your sister is going to get very sick, because usually post-chemotherapy, once you have chemotherapy like today, the next 2-3 days are very difficult, but you get through it. You have to be mentally tough, and as her brother, you also want to project hope. Like my dad used to take me for walks when I was a little bit stronger. We would walk, because we lived in Morningside, just by Santon Oncology. So we'd walk to Benmore Hospital, and we'd come back. So just leave one day at a time. But I know what's making you anxious, because when you see her after she's knocked off by the chemo, it can be a very anxious time. However, can you hear how I'm sounding now? I went through that. And here I am today. You just have to be mentally tough. You have to be stronger for her, because if she sees that you're freaking out, sometimes she can get weak. So you have to be stronger for her. And try and I used to have carrot juice, carrot and ginger juice every morning. It helps with the sickness that comes with the post-chemo session. So if you can be making like carrot juice for her every single morning, carrots and ginger, she'll be fine. She'll be okay, especially if it was diagnosed early. It can knock you out some. She'll be good.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks,
Lwandle. And all the best to your sister. Please send her also our hopes and love that we're spreading to her as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Lwandle, in Pretoria there. So, Makosi, the Sisters Keeper Foundation, give us more details also about the event that is taking place.
So we have a golf tournament that is taking place at Rand Park Golf Course on the 20th of June, which is Thursday. This is our fourth edition. The first one was 2021. So usually what we do with our golf days, we raise awareness. We source doctors who have surgeries. I don't know if that's what we call them over here. We source doctors who have surgeries who can connect us to hospitals. That's when we get, like now, we just had a caller. If she needed help, we know we have a directory of where to point her to. So we are not a foundation that takes sponsorship like money. Or anything. We're just a foundation that brings resources together, human resources together, doctors, hospitals, raise awareness. So if anybody comes to us and says, I need a mammogram and I can't afford it, we point them in the direction of hospitals or doctors who offer mammograms at half price, or who offer mammograms even free, especially in the October month. We're excited that we want to partner with a lot of doctors in Gauteng, so that we can push people in their direction to get mammograms, maybe at half price or even for free.
And that is, of course, very important, right? That people are able to actually access the health care when it comes cancer and cancer treatment. But for you, Makosi, as a breast cancer survivor, what is the kind of legacy that you are hoping to leave behind, and the inspiration as well for those who will be able to be at the event, but also for those who go through breast cancer and would like to, you know, just maybe touch base with you?
So because I'm a survivor 7 years and counting, my legacy is going to be cancer is not a death sentence. When you find it early, when you find it early, it's literally just like the next disease that you go in, you give the fight of your life. And I'm also a life coach. So I counsel people post-cancer because after, especially in my case, I was my own guinea pig. And as I was having chemotherapy, the anxiety that the caller called in, I had it, my family had it, I planned my own funeral, I thought I was going to die. And then when I got into remission, I had to live again. And usually that now requires therapy. So the battle is not just about the fighting cancer, it's also fighting the demons in your head post-cancer. Mm-hmm. So we are saying it's not a death sentence, and there is a life after cancer.
And indeed, there is life right after cancer. Mm-hmm. So, Makosi, for those who would like to get in touch with you, how can they do so?
So, to get in touch with me personally, Official Makosi on Instagram, to get in touch with Sisters Keeper Foundation for now, because I'm based in Dubai, by the way. So, for now, it's easier for you to come to Sisters Keeper Foundation on Instagram, and someone will direct you to the people you need to talk to, re-counseling and everything.
Mm-hmm. And that is very important as well, you know, the amount of counseling that one would need. But how important, lastly, Makosi, is the support? You know, you speak about the mental well-being that one needs to have as they fight breast cancer, but the support, not just from, you know, your loved ones, but even, you know, colleagues, friends, etc.
It's very important for you. Well, what cancer teaches you once you are diagnosed is you for some reason, supernaturally realize who matters, because the phone doesn't ring as much. It's not that people are bad people, but sometimes people just don't have the toolkit to support someone who's going through such a thing. So it's important to surround yourself with people who actually matter, who share the same value systems with you. And, you know, it's also important for people, if anyone is listening and they have a loved one who's going through cancer or breast cancer, sometimes you don't have to talk. You just need to, you know, but they call it body doubling. You just need to be there, sit down with them. Mm-hmm. My mom, what she used to do, she would wake up in the morning, help me with the bath, and just sit down with me, no conversation.
Sure. And I can just imagine sometimes you just need for people not to say anything as well.
Exactly, because half the time we don't know what to say. So it's okay to just sit there and say nothing. But you sitting there is saying, I'm holding space for you and I'm right here. And, you know, when somebody's going through chemotherapy as well, they get very weak. They need help with quite a lot of things. So you can just be there for the moment where somebody says, oh, could you help me with some carriages? Could you help me getting to the toilet? Could you help me with, you know, ABC? So you don't have to be afraid. If somebody says to you, I'm going through cancer, you don't have to be afraid to be around them. You can literally just sit there and say nothing.
All right, Makosi, thank you so much. Truly appreciate your time and all the best with the event coming up later this year, this month rather.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Makosi Musambasi. She's a breast cancer survivor, but also the founder of My Sister's Keeper, speaking to us about the increase of breast cancer in young people.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.